Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, for consumers and merchants alike during times of shifting online habits like the COVID-19 pandemic, e-commerce platforms have provided a lifeline. Consumers are able to access the goods and services they need in a safe, accessible way, and merchants can continue to grow their businesses while physical outlets are shuttered while reaching new customers online for the first time. Yet, understand for those exploring this uncharted online territory for the first time, the threat of cybercrime, including online shopping scams, looms large. And to address this and support merchants on their journey to digitalization while helping them realize the e-commerce opportunity last month, Lazada joined forces with Singapore Retailers Association to be the Great Singapore Sales first ever e-commerce partner, which is a key milestone in the shopping festival's 27-year history. And by working with Lazada, SRA can ensure its members enjoy e-commerce platforms as a safe space and that they are better prepared when it comes to facing the increasing threat of e-commerce scams. Not just that, Lazada has achieved recognition from the Singapore Police Force for successfully reducing scam reports by more than 80%. That happened in the second half of last year. So how has Lazada done that? Well, they have been able to reduce fraudulent activity on their platform. Let's find out more on how they did achieve that with Andy Chua, Senior Vice President of Intellectual Property Protection at Lazada Group, joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Timothy. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, Andy, let's get right to it. So Lazada is a multinational technology company, as we all know, on the e-commerce platform. In your observation, how has the COVID-19 pandemic changed up the e-commerce scene in the region?
Well, Timothy, the pandemic has changed how consumers and merchants behave when it comes to shopping. And this accelerated shift towards e-commerce we have witnessed so far is still happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an example, we recently had our 6.6 Great Singapore Sale, and the number of new shoppers on Lazada grew more than 180% year-on-year in that 24 hours alone, and more than 55% new local sellers participated. Now, wow. Despite more than a year since the pandemic, we are seeing a steady growth of new shoppers and sellers on Lazada. And the undercurrent of this situation is that more sellers are pivoting to online retail platforms to remain responsive to the needs of the consumer. Now, as shoppers and sellers adapt and shift online, many are still unaware of the pitfalls of online shopping. And that is where Lazada's business risk team comes in to help shoppers and businesses on our platform navigate around this risk.
All right, let's talk about that then. With e-commerce scene seeing a boom, as you mentioned, why is this the most important time for sellers and businesses and customers as well to be more vigilant in navigating this digital platform and the digital economy?
You know, as you know, with more consumers coming on board as well as businesses coming on board, there is a need to be aware of the risk of online shopping. Now, counterfeit and fraudulent activities can evolve very quickly. So there's a need for us to leverage technology to mitigate this risk. That is why the business risk team, which consists of professionals such as law enforcement officers and legal practitioners,
mm-hmm.
work around the clock to make sure that our consumers are safe and the platform is safe for everyone to use.
Okay, so are businesses and sellers then staying vigilant, in your opinion?
Well, I hope so. As you know, counterfeit and fraudulent activities, right, can evolve very quickly. And, you know, there are a number of ways where consumers can stay safe and practice good shopping habits. Now, I would urge everyone who's listening in to basically practice safe shopping. And how do they basically do this? Is basically take note of a couple of tips that I hope everyone can adhere to.
Give us some of those tips and let me just check it off my list and see if I'm one of them vigilant shoppers.
Sure. I think what everyone should be looking out for as a very good tip is the rule of thumb is, you know, if the offer is too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some things where shoppers can do as well. For example, checking the ratings and review of the seller to look out for negative comments. That could be a red flag. As well as look out for misspellings of the product description. Now, you can ask the seller to find out more about the products through the in-app messaging function, as well as checking the seller's profile to see how long the seller has been on the platform, for example. Now, one very important thing to note is that never transact outside of the platform. This means that please do not make any funds transfer to the seller's bank account directly, and never provide your credit card details, OTP or password, or even allow someone you don't know to use your bank account to receive funds. We have noted that there has been a recent rise in the number of job scams perpetrated through SMS and WhatsApp recently. Now, victims are lured to the promise of high-paying jobs or quick returns in investment. Mm-hmm. These scammers pose as affiliates of e-commerce platforms like ourselves to make it look more realistic. Now, listeners should be very careful about this sort of messages, because I would like to put on record that Lazada will never reach out to you to enlist you to take part in an affiliate program, okay, or even offer you part-time jobs or solicit investments in such a manner.
All right. Now, Andy, you specialize in intellectual property and mitigating business risk, right? So tell me more about what your team actually does.
Well, the business risk team consists of several sub-teams. For example, there is the intellectual property protection team, which I lead. Basically, it was formed in 2019. And again, it comprises of seasoned law enforcement professionals, experienced IP lawyers, as well as technology specialists. What we do is that we try and develop and manage Lazada's intellectual property rights protection program with the aim to maintain a safe and healthy e-commerce environment. Mm-hmm. We also engage directly with rights owners, for example, to encourage them to collaborate with us on our IPR efforts, as well as jointly engaging law enforcement agencies in tackling counterfeits online.
All right. How is the trend in those counterfeit goods and fraudulent activities? One would imagine that if a merchant is on Lazada, you would have weeded out all the fraudulent and counterfeit activities. Is that the case?
Well, we hope, we try. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But as you know, counterfeit and fraudulent activities can shift and evolve very quickly. So that is why there's a need for us to leverage technology to mitigate this risk. Now, the team use mechanisms such as what we call the intellectual property protection platform. This is an online portal where rights owners can utilize to file notice and takedowns against mm-hmm. listings that infringe their IP rights. Working in tandem with the IPP platform, we also proactively monitor the platform for counterfeits.
Okay.
The proactive removal mechanisms work by first gathering product-specific information from the brands and coupled that with the data that we have in identifying these infringing listings. So what we do is the data is then fed into an algorithm that flags suspect counterfeits and removes them automatically.
What are these items? What are the items most susceptible to counterfeiting and fraud?
Well, Tim, various types of products can be susceptible to IP infringements or even scams, for example. Mm. They are not limited to apparel, electronics, or specific categories. Now, for example, when most of us thought that digital goods were a common way of scamming victims during the COVID-19 period, masks actually became a key item to carry out these scams due to the increased demand and desperation to purchase them.
Right.
This is why Lazada's business risk team employs measures to cover a wide variety of product categories rather than focusing on one or a few. This is to ensure that the platform is safe and for consumers.
Okay, now can you share with us, though, how we can protect ourselves from falling victims to counterfeit or fraudulent items? And what is Lazada doing about that as well?
I've discussed very briefly earlier about the IPB platform mm-hmm. and how we use it. I think it's very important that consumers practice safe e-commerce shopping behavior. And again, I know I sound like a broken record, but I like to repeat again. The rule of thumb is that if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Again, do be wary about sellers reaching out to you and asking you to do funds transfer to their bank accounts. That's a no-no. Also be wary about sellers reaching out or receiving messages through SMS and WhatsApp asking you to be part of an affiliate program. I think that's very important to note that there is no such program and everyone needs to be aware of it.
So it's really buyer beware, just like you would in a physical store. You put the same sort of buyer beware mindset when you're shopping online.
Exactly. You know, it would be good to remind our listeners again that you can actually play a part in mitigating the risk of online scam. Mm-hmm. You know, while we put in multiple measures to ensure that you have the best shopping experience possible, we also hope that with these tips, you can look out for yourself, your family, and your friends. If we apply these safe shopping practices, right? For example, again, never transacting outside of the platform. Mm-hmm. Be aware that Lazada will never reach out to you to ask you for your OTP passwords or even offer you part-time jobs or investment opportunities. Again, if we all play our part, I'm sure we will have a great online shopping experience.
That's right. Well, listen to that. Listen to all those tips that we just heard from Andy Chua, who is a Senior Vice President, Intellectual Property Protection at Lazada Group.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.